Hi, this is Niket Karesgi from Eternal Podcasting Principles. We are in Season 3 and I'm talking about the podcast life cycle. We talked about the challenges associated with the four stages, the introduction, the growth, the maturity and the decline. And then in my earlier podcast, I talked about the introduction stage of podcasting, where I said that planning is extremely critical and design is extremely critical, and then ensuring that we are getting the right hardware, software, technology, outsourcing, if at all, and the budget, very, very critical. Now, once you have done your introduction bit well, then you're moving into the next part, which is the part of the growth phase. A good minimum viable product, a good artwork, great hosting portals, ensuring that you're talking to people and giving them what they want to listen to, and ensuring that your voice is reaching out to many people through the porting of the RSS feed across all the hosting portals will ensure that you move into the growth phase. When you start moving into the growth phase, there are challenges associated with growth phase. Suddenly you start seeing a lot of downloads happening and you get very enthused with the downloads. A lot of people start approaching you as people who want to be guests on your show, or if you're doing a solo work, you're very, very motivated to do a whole lot of podcasts. At the growth stage, it's important to mark a calendar. At the growth stage, it's important to plan your frequency and the consistency of the podcast. At the growth phase, things are happening very easy for you. If you want to go for sponsors, if you want to go for advertising revenues, growth phase is a great phase to go for it, because the analytics are showing that your podcasts are doing very well and therefore you'll be able to attract a lot of people. It's very exciting to be in the growth phase. There aren't too many people who are talking about your concept. There aren't any people who may be computing exactly in the specific niche that you're operating in, or maybe for the masses. And there are people who are becoming very jealous about you as to how you're managing this particular growth path so easily. A well-calibrated introduction phase moves you into the growth phase. In the growth phase, there are multiple things to be done, and let me share some things that I have done to ensure that my growth phase went off very well. Every podcast that I released, I ensured that it was there on the social media. I ensured it created the social buzz, because it's very important to ride the wave of growth. It's very important to ensure that the acceleration, the velocity that our podcasts get during the growth phase has to be maintained. And the growth phase has to be managed effectively by ensuring that we deliver good quality stuff, because now the expectation of people has gone up. They're expecting a lot of content from you. They're expecting good quality guests. They're expecting good quality, maybe your own content to move if you're a solo podcaster. Plan your growth phase very well. See what's working, see what's not working. Analytics at growth phase are very important. Watch every podcast. Check which podcast is doing well, which podcast is not doing well. That will give you an indicator as to what people love to consume, what people love to listen, what do they not love to listen. When you have all this in place at the growth phase, when you're doing your analytics effectively, when you're doing your social media campaign effectively, at the growth phase, it's also important now to engage your community. Engage them on Instagram, engage them on LinkedIn, engage them on Facebook, start correspondences, start engagement conversations, get them onto groups. That's the best way. Maybe start up discussion boards around your podcast. And when you start doing that, you suddenly notice that the engagement levels are going up. During the growth phase, you're also invited as a speaker in a lot of forums. A lot of times you start getting a lot of followers, and allow that to happen, because the more people you reach out to, the more champions you tend to create. And that's the best phase of the growth stage of the podcasting life cycle that I'm talking about. But at the growth phase, it's also very important to ensure that you are geared up for the boredom that may set into your listeners when you're moving into the maturity stage. Therefore, at the growth stage, innovation, creativity, experimentation with podcasts is also becoming very, very critical. You may decide to launch off another show of yours during the growth phase, because you will hit upon new concepts, and ensure that that particular show is into the introduction phase, while this show of yours could be in the growth phase. So you must always have a pipeline, which is where introduction and growth phase is happening. You can have multiple shows happening. And while you tend to do that, people are kind of attempting to understand you, to know you. At this point in time, you may even want to appear in different podcast magazines or maybe different other areas where you can reach out to people. At this point in time, people may also start using your podcast to quote about you, about your podcast in their blogs. But this is also a great time for getting into affiliate marketing, because once your podcasts are doing well, at this point in time, you can talk to a lot of product and service companies and tell them, hey, look, my podcasts are doing well. I'm going to mention, can I become your affiliate partner? And therefore, you start also generating royalty. I don't do that. But what I did when I was doing my podcasting and my podcast moved into a growth phase, at this point in time, I started ensuring that my clients consume my podcast and they connected with my podcast and they remain engaged with my podcast. Because at the growth phase, if you're a consultant and your podcasts are with your clients, they love it, they learn a lot, they remain engaged with you, you're on the top of the mind recall, and therefore you're going to make money for sure, because your clients establish you as a thought leader in their mind, and therefore they're going to be talking to you for sure for different solutions based on what you're talking in the podcast. However, if you're doing podcasts along with your guests during the growth phase, it's very important to understand that a lot of celebrities may want to talk to you, because ultimately you're becoming famous, you're on the path of fame, and at this point in time you're riding a high wave. And when that's happening, a lot of critical people, a lot of important people may want to talk to you. And if they want to talk to you, keep your gates open. Talk to them. Remember one thing, if you want your show to grow, and if you are having hosts on your show, get best of the guests for sure. So most of the people come in when they see the quality of the guest, but then your questions and the way you go through the entire podcasting methodology, the experience, all that becomes very critical. Because if you have a great guest, but you're not planned it effectively, if the experience is not great, it's not going to last for long. So what creates a great experience? Quality of questions, technology, the method in which you are ensuring that the podcast reach the destination. If you do all this, at this point in time, you're going to ensure that your podcasts are actually on a growth stage. A lot of people are connecting with you. However, if you're a solo person doing a podcast at the growth phase, you will want to maintain your consistency. You would want to create new concepts, new threads. You would want to continue with the existing thread and keep developing content which will keep value adding to people. Remember one thing, at the growth phase, if your value fades, your podcasts will not be listened by people, your analytics will show a dip, you will get demotivated, and then you will move into the phase of podcast fade, because a lot of podcasts, like I said, didn't see the light of the day. They discontinued the seasons and the podcast episodes very early in the day because they just didn't move. Growth phase does not happen overnight. In podcasting, introduction phase is an extended phase. And after that, the growth phase starts coming in. And growth phase is very critical to manage, because if you manage growth phase effectively, you will be able to deal with the challenges of maturity phase that I'm going to talk about in the next podcast. So what do we do in the growth phase? We become creative. We become innovative. We get active on social media. We create discussion groups. We engage with our listeners. We take feedback from our listeners as to what they want. We engage with our clients. We get great guests. And by the way, you will start getting a lot of offers from different companies that they want to carry your podcasts, and they may even want to give you some royalties there. You will get great sponsors at this point in time. You will get great advertising revenues at this point, offers at this point. Be selective in terms of who's sponsoring you. Be selective in terms of who are the advertisers who are coming to you. You may also want to crowdsource. If your podcasts are to do with social aspects of life, you may decide to crowdsource. Crowdfund your ideas and the money. So you crowdsource ideas, you crowdfund the finances, and that's the best way to grow. So this is Niket Karasgi. Thank you very much. I am in season 3 talking about the podcast life cycle. I discussed with you in this life cycle stage on the growth aspect of podcast. And I think the critical learning here is at the growth phase, we got to focus on the quality and the value, and we have to keep expanding on it. We have to keep refining upon it so that we are able to ride the wave of growth and we are able to consolidate ourselves and we don't experience the pod fade phenomena for sure. Thank you very much. This is Niket, and I shall talk to you in the next podcast about the most critical phase of maturity, where the podcast may start seeing decline, and we will see how that has to be managed. Thank you very much. I'll see you in the next podcast.